her name? Stacy? Hello?
Thank you for calling Synergy Broadband and IVC Communications. For technical support and network emergencies, press 1. For sales, press 2. For accounting, press... She said do this orientation after all, so
that's why. Oh, she's ready to go. Okay.
Synergy Broadband, this is Morrison.
Yeah, hi, is Stacy in, please?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff from underwriting.
Okay, just hold on for a second, please.
Thanks. Hi, Stacy. This is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good, good. Nice to meet you. I'm in underwriting. Do you have a few minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected?
Yeah.
All right. It's 858-866-9102.
Okay.
And my name is Ruben Goldstein.
Great. Nice to meet you, Ruben.
Nice to meet you as well. I understand you're the CFO of the company, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. So from what I understand, the goals that you have is your company has bought a large amount of equipment. Each one's pretty small in value, and you're trying to put this in one of your customers' location on a rent-to-own basis for them, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. And I just had a few quick questions. I saw that you worked with a company called Leaf and a company called Access Capital in the past. Yep. What did you finance through them?
I financed some of these.
Okay.
And then some Salto equipment.
Some what equipment?
Some door handles, like access control.
Okay. And do these pieces of equipment, do they go in your location or do they go in a third-party location as well?
Yeah, they end up in a third-party location.
Okay. And what was the size of those transactions? How much was the original invoiced amount?
Why is this? Why are you asking me all these questions? I don't understand. I've never had this happen before.
I'm just looking for a reference on it because it doesn't necessarily show the dollar amount on the transaction.
Okay. They're probably like...
I don't need the exact contract. I'm just looking for an estimate amount.
Okay, like... let me think. Like $150,000.
Okay. All right, thanks.
But with Access, we have quite a few.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So, Jeremiah's been working on your transaction. I just got involved about 2 days, 3 days ago. And
okay.
So, here's I just want to kind of walk you through the process. And I understand that you are trying to get the vendor paid because you have the equipment in your possession already. Is
exactly.
That correct?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, so we have two types of loans here.
Okay.
One is a equipment-based loan, which is we're using the equipment itself as collateral. The other is a cash loan that we're actually dumping the money into your bank account, and you're being able to pay us back as quickly as possible. Jeremiah actually had our credit department reach out to kind of Access, because you have a long relationship with them, and see what they can do. And we have a few approvals, and I wanted to go over both of them for you and get your thoughts.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So we reached out to Access. They'll do an additional approval for you, but because I think their limit here is going to be about that first invoice, which is that $42,496.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be done over 3 years with just a first and last payment due at signing and a small documentation fee. We have a really good relationship with them. We get good access to good rates and terms.
Okay, wait a minute. I don't understand because that's going to be like 9%. I thought that the reason I went through you to give you a try was because I was told we'd get better rates since you're a bank.
Well, we have all different types of rates. That's one avenue. I can walk you through all the avenues here. I'm not in sales. I'm here
so
to walk you.
What is the percent for access? Is it the 9%?
I actually don't have that in front of me. I can work those numbers up. It looks like we were approved you at, I guess the approval we have is for $42,496.
Okay.
And for 36 months, and the payment is $1,464 a month.
Okay. I can figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely. I just get a rate factor on that.
Right. Okay.
They're just a partner of ours. That doesn't mean you have to do the loan through them by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay.
So I guess maybe, you know, Jeremiah's not really privy to our call. If you can kind of tell me what you were trying to accomplish, maybe I can understand a little better and see
if
the
just give me the options that you have, and then I'll make a decision. That sounds good.
Okay. So the other option we provide is called a working capital loan. I think the biggest challenge we have here is that for, in terms of Bank of Cardiff, we do have the best rates in the industry. We do have the longest terms. I think the challenge we have is the collateral, because this equipment is, there's a lot of these items, but each one doesn't have a huge piece of value. And it's also going to be essentially financed to another customer in a third party location. That's kind of a sticky issue for us, for our purposes, because we're financing equipment that we know is going in a third party location. And that's an issue that we have. And so what we can provide is called a working capital loan. And this is a cash loan. It's an unsecured loan that we put into your business bank account. And the limit on that would be $250,000. So that's another option. I can give you all the terms and conditions on that. Have you ever done a working capital loan before or no?
No. I have heard about them, though. So how would it work?
Okay. So essentially, it's just a cash loan. We put the money into your bank account. You do what you want with the money. You have a few different options here. We can do anything as short as 6 months, anything as long as, say, a year and a half. So let me give you, and it's always going to be a payback amount. There's two options to pay this loan. One is a daily draft, which means it's 21 business days per month. One is a weekly draft. So if you're doing 50 a year, it's 52 weeks in a year. But I can give you all the paybacks for those. Do you have a pen handy?
Yeah.
So the good thing about this loan is it doesn't really, it's not based on the vendor invoice. We just give you the cash and you're able to do what you want with it. So if you're looking at 250, you're looking at, and do you want me to give you long term, short term? What would you prefer here?
The longest term.
So the longest term for a cash loan would be 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
If you and I can give you all the options, so I'm work backwards. So if you did $250,000 over 18 months, the payback on that is $350,000. If you did it over 15 months, it's $340,000.
Wait a minute.
And if you did it over 12 months, it's $330,000. So those are obviously shorter
what
term.
What does that mean, paybacks?
You're borrowing $250,000 and your total cost to pay back the loan. So the cost for a cash loan over a year would be $80,000 for $250,000. For 15 months would be $90,000. And for a year and a half, 18 months, would be $100,000.
Okay. So it would, we'd have, what? That does not make any sense to me. So we'd pay you $350,000 for a $250,000 loan?
For cash over 18 months, correct. For a cash loan.
Oh, okay. So we would be basically paying $100,000 worth of interest.
If you took a loan for 18 months of term for $250,000 for cash. It sounds like, and I'm not trying to kind of wedge in here, but I can understand, I think I can guess here. It sounds like what you were trying to obtain is something that's very long-term and very cheap comparatively to your current loans. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So we can do, I mean, we have some options. What I'm going to do right now is if you can stay with me, I'm going to bring up your financials here and kind of see some notes some credit officers made. Can you bear with me for a second?
Sure.
Thank you so much. I'm sure there's a, are you still with me there? Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
I'm here.
Oh,
yep,
I'm sorry. I thought I lost you.
That's
We've had some phone issues. We have this new IP phone system. So if I lose you, no, I'm sure there's like there's a solution. Let me just kind of go through square one. And if you've got to go, I can always give you a ring back. I'm just loading up your financials here. So give me a second.
Okay.
Always fun, right?
Yeah. A stressful thing. I've been waiting for a long time too. So, but it is what it is.
No, I'll give you some feedback. Absolutely. How long have while Lily's up? How long have you guys had the equipment so far from the vendors?
A month.
A month, okay. And I'm sure they're on terms. You're not past due or anything.
Right. Well, they're getting there. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure that they're wanting us to pay them. I don't understand why someone would do a cash loan like that.
Because it's what they can qualify for if there's not other alternative options.
I gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
Bear with me. These are still loading up.
All right, no problem. Oh, here, I was going to look up there.
And I'll have Jared and I double check those numbers on that approval and make sure we're offering you something very competitive. Give me a second. All right, I've got everything loaded up here. Cool. So first and foremost, it sounds like you've been working with Jeremiah for a while and you've been looking for an answer from Carter for a while. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. So let me kind of cut through the muck and make sure we give you a solution. So if we're not a good fit, you know it quickly. So.
Right.
It sounds like to me you are looking for something that is very comparable to traditional bank loan underwriting. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. I think here's the kind of idea that I have, and I think now that I'm looking at the credit officer's notes, I can figure this out. This is, you guys have good profit. You have good income. I'm looking at your self-prepared financials. It looks like your total income was $4.7 million, but you've got net income of 915, which is obviously extremely high, and there's one major owner of the company, correct?
Yes.
So my assumption is at the end of the year, he's going to be getting, his K-1 is going to say well over $1 million. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Looking at the 2015 tax returns, and I'm sorry I didn't get involved sooner, your year to year, you're obviously up because you were at $4 million last year. And, he files this as a sole member LLC, a Schedule
yeah.
C, not a K-1, correct?
Right.
Okay. So in 2015, the sales were $4.2 million, and there was $2.6 million in profit. So I guess the question I'd ask you is this. You have a tremendous amount of net income growth mm-hmm. over this year versus last year. At the end of the year, do you expect his return to show that kind of profit, or will there be additional costs?
At the end of the year?
Yeah, well, basically, when you file this 2016 tax return, is it going to say that he's making, is he making $1 million net income, or is the company, making $1 million net income, or would you think it'd be similar to your last year's return in terms of profitability, what's shown on the tax return?
It's probably going to be a little bit more than last year.
Okay, so I'm assuming your internal numbers, for your net income are not necessarily, it's not getting translated exactly to the tax return. I understand that. Okay.
Right.
Looking at your balance sheet, you guys got some cash on hand. Got some equipment leases through Dell. So I think here's the whole issue, and now I can understand. Sorry for kind of the lateness of this. There's good income. 2014, he made $135,000. 2015, he made $55,000 on the personal tax return. Company showed a profit. I think the challenge is when they're looking at this 2015 tax return and they're looking at the overall profitability, that cannot, at least for our system, get, there's not enough cash flow on the tax return to do a traditional bank loan qualification. There are, those numbers can be stretched if the collateral is strong, but I think the issue the credit officer has here is that this is a, that the collateral is going to a third party location, which on a short-term basis, we're generally okay with. Long-term, it's something that is somewhat difficult, to be blunt. And the reason is this. You guys have never defaulted on a lease or any finance agreement, correct?
Correct.
I think the whole challenge here is this. When you talk about this collateral, let's just, and you, from what Jeremiah said, this is on a, you, your customer's on a five-year contract for this equipment, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the challenge that the credit officer has is this. If you do a five-year loan for this equipment, well, kind of walking through the collection side of it, transactions default, this does happen, you know, that it does happen. If there is a, if there is a default, let's say you guys stop paying us, but let's say your customer continues to pay you. The issue is, how do we go get that collateral back, number one? You know, that's an issue unto itself. Most important, that's a huge sticky situation. I think the other issue is, even if we went to a repossessive situation, this equipment total value was worth a lot of money, but in terms of a resale, it's not one big piece of equipment. This isn't, you know, a large forklift or a bulldozer where we can say, or a building, and say, hey, look, you know, here's an easy liquidation. Lose 10%, lose 20%, take it to auction, get rid of it. So that's a challenge unto itself.
How about a three-year?
The problem is, even if you get there, and I understand that's where my brain would go, set the transaction up so the space isn't as, basically, if there's any default, it's going to happen long before, you know, long before your customer's paid off. So here's the options that I could go over. Okay. I can go above the credit officer's head and see what we can put together for you, either in a combination of approvals or one big approval for $250. However, we do have a cash loan approval that Jeremiah to put together for you for $250. So if there's an immediacy where you need to pay your vendor,
I'm not going to do that. There's no chance. I mean, we have the cash to pay for it if we need to.
Okay.
We're not going to do that kind of a loan.
Okay. Just to walk you through, the other option is, and I will see what options we can present for you, but we do have on these, and just my role here, I can understand you've got some sticker shock on the $250 paying back $100,000 of interest, correct?
Right. Yeah, there's no way.
Okay. But I also understand at the same time your goal is probably not to use all your capital, correct?
Right.
This might be a mixing and matching of different approvals. There is one alternative option I have for you. Realistically, but let me walk backwards. So when can I get you answers? I can't get you answers today. I can work with Jeremiah. It's Tuesday. Realistically, I'd say Thursday morning is when we can give you some ideas. I hope you don't think I don't want to come to you and you be expecting an answer tomorrow. That's unfair to do to you.
Right.
And what we can do. Also, I guess the question I'd ask you is this. You said you had the cash. Sounds like you're kind of rate-driven, not a problem. If we can provide part of the approval for you, is that something that interests you, or is this an all-or-nothing scenario?
I would do partial.
Okay.
If it's a good interest rate.
Okay. And then let me give you also, just so you have the reference point for some other numbers for, because this is actually what I just did for, I have my own book of business here. I used to, but before I was on the underwriting side, I was on the sales side, and I just did this loan for another customer. I had a customer that came in, they're actually buying a big piece of machinery. They can't qualify. They just cannot qualify for a traditional long-term loan. But they had the same issue where they said that number is absurd. And so with these cash loans, sometimes it is something in the middle that actually helps the customer out and say, hey, look, instead of doing an all or nothing scenario, I might be able to do something in the middle. So let me just give you an idea of what a cash loan would run you, say, over a 6-month period, just so you have this kind of in your quiver as a reference point, okay? Do you have a pen handy?
Yeah.
So if you were looking for just, if this solves the issue, just as a reference point, if you want to do something very short, like 6 months, but not jeopardize all that capital up front, you could do a 6 month loan. The payback on that loan is going to be about 287.5. So something that's more of a short-term solution, but not having you spend all the capital up front, just as a reference point for 250. Just as a reference point.
Okay, so let me just look at this. So we'd be borrowing.
I mean, I'm sure you're used to T-value and all those that you're used to T-value, correct, and amortization?
Yeah.
So realistically, if you look at it, there's both the pure amortization and also just the bottom line numbers, and those are, there's best is a way that's, best is a loose definition. If you looked at it from a time value of money, a year term is going to work the best because you're not paying if you look at 6 months versus 18 months, you're not going to pay three times as long to borrow three times as much money. You're going to pay slightly less than three times. So technically, an 18-month term on a capital loan is the best deal because your effective rate is cheapest. However, it's all about cost. How much am I borrowing, or how much is my business borrowing, and how much I'm paying back? And so for a lot of our customers, you know, that have, you know, good profitable businesses, but don't want, if they're going to borrow something expensive, you know, they'll say, hey, look, I can do an expensive loan for short-term needs. Can't do it for 4 years or 18 months. So in this case, if you wanted to just do something that would help spread that cost of 250 over 6 months, so it's not this huge, you know, 250 out of your account immediately, I'm safe to say you guys probably have a lot of money going in and out, correct?
Right.
So that might be a better solution because you're doing something that is very short term, and by very short term I mean 6 months, but it's not the same as dropping 250 over zero times. You know, 250 up front is a lot. You spread it out, it's somewhat more manageable.
Yeah, but that's still $30,000 extra that we'd spend. We don't have that into the job cost. We can't do that.
Okay. And out of curiosity, do you make most of your money on the service of the equipment or the selling of the equipment?
The monthly service.
The service. Okay. So this is more just like a pass-through to kind of get the business by providing the equipment. Is that correct?
Yeah, the equipment's on our network, and then we maintain it. They pay a monthly fee.
Oh, but what I'm saying is, it sounds like there's not really a huge markup on this equipment for you. You provide this to get your customers' business. The real profit generation is the service, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so let's do this. I'm going to see what Bank of Cardiff can do on the equipment side. We'll do our best. We'll see what potentially we could qualify you for. Just to kind of... It might not make sense here, but if you have any other capital needs, we do offer large unsecured loans. Like I said, 250 would be the limit here. And I'll circle back with you and tell you maybe what we could do, and hopefully we're able to put together a solution.
Okay, and just so you know, that loan from the one from Access Capital, which, I mean, I could have went directly to them. I have a good relationship with him, but I was trying to get lower than 9%. But the one they gave you is 14.56%.
Okay, well, I can double-check some numbers. I have a rate factor, not an APR, but I can double-check some numbers.
What's your rate factor that you show?
Let's bring it up.
It would be like 14.56. It'd be like around almost...
Yeah, and I don't communicate directly with them, just so you know.
Gotcha.
Let's see. But it sounds like that's not even enough money for you. No offense, it sounds like 42 grand's not going to do much for you here, correct?
No.
Okay, so let's talk about something that could actually, I think, you know, give
right.
you a solution. I don't want to insult you with an offer. So, let's see. Yeah, I'm just kind of assisting Jeremiah on this transaction. I've got a 0.03445 rate factor.
What is it?
I could bring that up once more. Give me 1 second.
.03445. Okay, yeah.
But it sounds like the 42 grand, and it sounds like there's a minimum you're looking for of 100-150. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
All right, so let's see what we can put together for you. I've asked you a lot of questions. Is there anything else I can answer from you right now at this time?
Nope, I'm off.
Okay. Okay. So thanks for your time. I'm going to have Jeremiah follow up with you and myself as well. Is Thursday morning okay?
Yep, that's fine.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.